This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, Ali Breen and Sexy Time. It's coming up in just a minute.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Time now for the guy who'd rather watch 24 than have sex.
What you doing, baby?
I'm watching 24. Everything happens in real time.
Yeah. Shut off that TV and I'll show you a real good time.
Okay. The heck with 24. Let's do it. Oh, yeah, right there.
This has been the guy who likes 24 a lot.
Oh, I see.
Frankly, he'd rather have sex.
It's our way of making sure you haven't missed anything. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Hello, Tom. How are you, buddy?
Good. We have something special. Wait, she's already up there. I can see her right now. It's comedian Ali Breen joining us from her apartment in New York City. Hi, Ali.
Hi, guys. Are you sledding today?
Maybe.
We got some snow today.
Ali, I know that we had to cancel Wednesday's appearance because you were at the dentist.
Yes.
Let's see those
choppers.
That's
the only day my dentist works.
Let's see them.
Is on a
Wednesday.
Beautiful.
She only works on Wednesdays. Exactly. So I lost my trays for my Invisalign and my bottom teeth. So I had to get new ones done. I have to wear them for another 2 months.
How do you like them?
They're okay. I just, I've had trouble keeping track of them in the end. I take them out to eat and then I put them down and I don't. You know,
oh, they're invisible.
They're invisible.
Of course, yeah.
They're legit.
That's how invisible.
But I'll
they
be happy
are.
When it's done. Yeah, okay. Exactly.
Well, Ali, we've had a bunch of interesting surveys in the world of human sexuality throughout the week. We may be able to touch on those, but first, the point of this show is to try to help a couple out there or couples. And what have you got for us,
dear Ali? My girlfriend has male friends that she kisses on the lips. I get mad and she says it's clearly not sexual and it's just what she's always done, so she shouldn't have to change that. To be fair, she does kiss a lot of people on the lips, including her dad, but that kind of creeps me out too. Shouldn't she change this if it upsets me?
Whoa.
It doesn't sound like she will, so.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird, isn't it?
Yeah, it is unusual.
Yeah, but she's not going to change. Also, yeah.
I mean,
what is she ready to host like Family Feud or something? Who still kisses everyone on the lips? Like
I knew a girl who did. She and her husband would always just be right there.
Really?
And she would kiss me on the lips and then she would kiss whoever was around on the lips. Just goodbye.
I don't even care for cheek kissing.
Yeah.
I don't care for
yeah.
that.
We have.
No, thank you.
There are people that I kiss on the lips, I think.
There
yeah.
are?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Did you, back in the day, kiss your daddy on the lips?
Oh, no, well, why'd daddy. You have to say it like that?
Your daddy.
That does make it so much worse.
You know, whenever you can use the term daddy, you absolutely should.
I was hoping it would get that response.
Well, no.
Come over here and kiss daddy.
I don't know. If that's a cultural thing, it just seems a little odd to me.
Yeah, but, you're right, but she's not going to change for you, man. I mean...
As long as it's just a peck, if she's just like French kissing guys.
Well, no, yeah. I mean, I don't think she's doing that.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, peck, I don't think that should be that bad.
All right. Okay, let's move on. Once again, Allie Breen is our guest. You can reach Allie, by the way, A-L-L-I-B-R-E-E-N, for a little bit of love trouble help from us. What else have you got?
Dear Allie, I recently found out my husband got back in touch with his girlfriend from high school. He reached out to her on her birthday, and he said he was just trying to see how she was and how her life turned out. That's still not okay with me. They're still in touch. I want him to stop. Am I overreacting?
Oh. Mm. You got trouble. That sucks.
Yeah, you shouldn't be doing that.
No.
Like, it's one thing to write on someone's, like, social media page, happy birthday, but I'm going to send them a personal message and then find out if their life sucks or if they miss me.
Yeah, that's how it starts.
Yeah.
Go to a high school
reunion.
Great,
and then they stay in touch.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Is the high school reunion even necessary anymore in the world of social media?
It's very rare.
Oh, yeah,
anymore.
That's interesting. Yeah.
It's harder to get people to come, that's for sure. Yeah.
To the reunion?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Of course, Tom.
But yeah, now people can have their own mini.
No, use daddy again. Right
now. Certain medications.
Yeah, right.
You say daddy.
Lyrica.
Is this innocent, though? Is what this guy doing innocent?
No.
Potentially, yeah.
You think so?
I don't know in this case, but it's potentially, yes. A person can reach out to an ex and just say, hey, just wanted to know how your life turned out. But
yeah.
But the thing here is she's not comfortable with it.
Right.
You'd hope that he would respect that.
Right.
Good also, choice. You can see how someone's life turned out. You can scroll through their social media.
That's true.
To actually reach out is really digging really,
it. This doesn't really sound like a solution. Oh, you can tell. can tell what's going on. You don't
and it's really
to.
It's really great if they've gone way downhill.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you can deduce a certain amount from Freud.
Oh, yeah, screenshots and
trolling is trolling will teach you a little bit.
Okay, all
right. Sounds like just trying to find out how the current relationship is. Yeah. When are you going to be available?
Mm. All right, let's move on. Allie, what else you got?
Dear Allie, I was having a fling with a guy who I work with who's married. I thought he was so sexy, and then one day his wife came in, and she looks like the Joker and has the worst personality I've ever experienced. Now I'm turned off, and I want to end it, but he really won't let it end and says he needs me more than ever. He says, maybe we should just take a small break, but will I ever get back to being attracted to him? I think no. What do you think?
No. You.
No.
You're, it's all, you
the
want
switch
it to,
is flipped.
You want it to end.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's over.
And him saying, I won't let you end this. Ugh.
His wife looks like the Joker. That's,
and a horrible personality. No wonder he's having a fling, huh?
Wait, so you only dated him because you thought his wife was hot?
Well, there's that, too.
That's very attractive to women, isn't it?
Is it?
What? I think so.
Yes, yes. Other women see a guy who's with a super attractive. They go, oh, he must have certain qualities.
They get in past the gate, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Challenge accepted.
Yeah, that makes sense, but no.
Right, and then you see the opposite, and you're like, oh, what? I mean, he's
let's be
attracted
honest.
To anything.
Ryder, yeah. you're a tad shallow.
Maybe this woman was gorgeous in her day, and she's had a rough patch.
That's
right
what I'm saying.
Now?
I mean, it's there's no reason to judge this lady so harshly, but but it's over. So
end it.
Move on.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, just a quick tip. If a woman says it's over, groveling and begging doesn't make you more attractive.
No.
Okay. Not work. Got that going.
They don't really ever say, you know what? I made a mistake.
Yeah, you know what? You're
now
right.
I see.
Yeah.
Okay. Once again, our guest is Allie Breen. The show is Sexy Time. And Allie is A-L-L-I-B-R-E-E-N. If you want to send us your love troubles, we'll see what we could do. Anyone else we can help out there?
Dear Allie, my wife gained a lot of weight over the years, and I've never given her a hard time about it. Oh, she went and got on Ozempic last year, and now she's thinner than she was when I first met her. Now she's on me about my weight and how I need to hit the gym. It's ridiculous. I never did that to her. Is she just going to get more horrible as she gets hotter?
Oh, my God.
She's going to start looking like the Joker.
She didn't go to the gym.
Yeah, that's the interesting part. You need to go to the gym. Oh, really, miss? I took a pill?
That's not fair. If anything, share your drugs with your husband. Yeah,
well,
yeah.
Yeah, that's not very cool.
He must not be. I think you have to be a certain size to get on Ozempic, right? He must just not hit that weight.
Maybe he doesn't want to
do it the original way. Yeah, that could be.
But pitting the gym never hurt anybody. I've got to keep healthy.
Right.
But right, it might, might be somebody hot at the gym. You never know.
Right. Maybe the Joker lady's there.
I feel for this guy. He's like, what the hell is this about?
That's no joke.
Now, I want to interrupt the flow here, Allie. We had an interesting news study out of Texas A&M in which a group of ladies were examining photographs of various male members and then judging them just strictly based on the photograph of the groin area. They were judging them on how they thought they would be in bed. They would judge them on their personalities, et cetera, et cetera. And interestingly enough, the well-groomed private front naughty for the boys was quite attractive. Would you agree with that assessment, Christy?
Yeah, of course. Wouldn't you, Allie?
That makes sense. That checks out. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't think the disheveled, gross one would be the one that
take care of yourself. Are you going to take care of someone else? I mean...
Yeah, and they're clearly using that a lot if they're grooming it so well.
And that
so,
was the other interesting story, or part of that story. The ones that weren't as well kept had fewer sex partners, wasn't it? And
they assumed that that person had fewer sex partners, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It said researchers...
And then did they do the actual stats afterwards? If the people...
No,
of course not.
Researchers said the male members that were wider and longer and moderately hairy were perceived in the most positive manner. But then later on, it says those with trimmed areas were considered to be the most attractive and were presumed to be better in bed.
Okay. Well, I wonder how moderate the moderately hairy was.
I know, right?
Because you don't want it to look like a mole, I guess, but you want it to be somewhat...
You don't have to look for it.
Yeah, you don't want to have to forage.
Wow. Bad. And I don't know if any of them... are there guys that do like a lot of elaborate dyeing and stuff down there?
I've never heard of much.
We talked about dyeing. The tips. Do they do
dye their pubic hair?
Nah, Tom, I've never seen frosted tips.
I'm asking.
But, that'd be tough to do, I would think.
I would think. How do you put the little foils on?
Yeah, I'd take half the day.
Carefully. You couldn't answer the door wearing those.
I would think a guy's only option is to shave. I don't think they have much other to trim, you know? God. Are people dying down there? Are women dying down there? I didn't think anyone was doing that.
I don't know. I wouldn't.
Probably, maybe.
I think they do elaborate topiary-like shaving, I believe.
That was a thing years ago, I think.
Is that out?
Remember the vajazzle was there for a while.
Oh yeah, now it's all gone.
What was the vajazzle again?
They would put like little beads, fake jewels around down there.
And they would would they be tie them onto the hair?
No, you glue them to your skin.
Oh, you tie them on, you're right. Yeah.
Some sort of spirit gum, perhaps. Yeah.
It's like the braiding they do in the Bahamas.
You sew them on. You know, ideally you have your daddy do it. That's what happens.
And you'd have to open them up like those old doors in the 70s.
Can you imagine if someone had those Bahamian braids out there?
With the little beads in them?
You know someone's done that. You know, reggae guys got dreads down there.
They do it a lot.
Yeah, hedonism, too, down in down in the Grill, Jamaica.
What?
All right.
It's a naked resort, yeah.
And I
perform
they
have people walking down the beach
absolutely
doing that for you?
The pubic hair, yeah.
Wow.
Funny. Really?
Yep.
Whoa.
Why not?
Wow.
Okay.
If you go to hedonism, you might as well give some.
It's crazy down there.
I've had those down on my head. Yeah. They'd braid them pretty tight. That would not be a
yeah, they seem real tight.
Ugh. Yeah. Not comfortable.
Who would want that?
I don't know.
They're just having fun. You know, nobody's being serious. Nobody's like, doesn't this look great?
Yeah, there should be a photograph of a male groin with those beads on it with a warning. Kids, don't drink alcohol. You may end up doing this to yourself.
The better question is, how do you get them out? Because that is a horrible process.
You just cut it all. Yeah, I
cut it.
Yeah.
Do they have this slow motion running down the beach? Like, Bo Derek.
Swaying in the wind.
Bo Derek in six and a half.
All right, back to the letters. Once again, it's sexy time. Allie Breen is our guest. You can reach her on various social media platforms. Allibreen. What have we got to work with here?
Dear Allie, my boyfriend and I have been in an open relationship for years. I love him, and it was the only way we could date. He just proposed to me over the holidays, and I was elated. I assumed that meant that our relationship was now closed, but I just found out he started hooking up with a girl I know over the same holiday that he proposed to me. He doesn't get why I'm mad, because that's what our relationship has always been. I don't want to leave him, but I don't know what to do. Help me.
Well,
oh, it sounds like you don't want to be
precedent.
Yeah, you don't want to be in an open relationship anymore. Yeah. So you guys just have to decide. Yeah.
With I think friend? I would assume the same thing, that I it would be too. Closed after you proposed.
Or you set different rules, maybe, like, hey, it's open, but...
Yeah, you'd have to talk about it, and you guys didn't.
Yeah.
You got what you deserved.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah. Why is this a surprise?
Yeah, exactly. Okay.
Give the ring on Tuesday, do someone else on Wednesday. That's just like...
All right, okay. Yeah. Next, what else you got?
Dear Allie, my daughter is 26 and dating a 53-year-old. She wants us to meet as they're getting more serious, but he's literally my age and I'm not okay with him dating her. I know she's an adult, so I can't do anything to stop it, but do I really need to condone it? What should I do to make my daughter not be mad at me?
Mind your own business.
Yikes.
I mean, that is the answer to her not being mad at her, yeah.
Well, yeah, using a word like make probably is asking for disaster.
I don't know. That's Christy, one of your daughters, how old is your oldest daughter?
25.
She starts dating a 54-year-old.
Who am I to judge?
I see anything wrong
been
with that?
All over the board.
There you go, Christy.
You're not the least bit uncomfortable with it?
Nah, not all really. Right.
It'd be easier to talk to him. You'd have a lot in common.
Sure.
Where were you when Kennedy
that
was
would shot? Be the weird part. If he has more in common with the mom than the daughter,
yeah.
It would be strange.
Mm. It'd be weird. I don't think that's going to be a scenario that I have to worry about, but...
Well, we have news for you. We have your daughter here and her new boyfriend, Sal.
Hi, everybody.
He's,
I own a deli.
He's applying for Medicare in the next room. We have time for maybe two more letters, Allie. What do we got over there?
Dear Allie, my daughter has been getting very lavish gifts from a married guy. She says that they only know each other casually and there's nothing sexual going on between them, but I told her she shouldn't accept them and she's just asking for trouble.
What a liar.
Should I believe her? And even if that's true, that's clearly what he's after eventually, right?
None of your business. How old is it? How old is this woman? Does it say?
Daughter's dating. I mean, it seems young if there's this close relationship between mother and daughter, but it doesn't say how old she is.
Well, my daughter and I are pretty close. She's 25. She'd tell me if she was getting gifts, I think. We can't really assume, but...
What kind of gifts are they?
If she's getting lavish gifts, there's something going on there. I don't care what she's...
I would think so.
Yeah.
I don't think she's having sex with him.
Really?
Yeah.
Are there guys that just want to give gifts?
Very much so.
Well, this is like one of your OnlyFans things where kinda, the guys want to get bossed around.
Really?
Right. I don't necessarily.
So he's not even after that eventually, you don't think?
Isn't Amazon involved here or something?
Yeah, wish lists.
Yeah.
So many young girls have Amazon wish lists on their social media sites.
Really?
Because there are guys out there that will just send them gifts.
Are you serious?
Yes.
How does that work?
Where have I been?
You just go to their Amazon wish list, so it's a link, and you just hit it, and they put a bunch of items on there, and you can just buy them and have them sent to their house. That's what's going on here.
Do men do this that girl's too?
And you don't think there's any ulterior motive of like there eventually she's going to
maybe with maybe
me?
Some guys, but I'm 100% positive she's not doing anything sexual with this guy.
Really?
Yeah,
but from his point of view, you think eventually he's thinking I'm going to
not necessarily. Some guys just want to shower these young girls and women with gifts. Those guys are out there.
Huh.
So I'm not saying this is the case here, but.
Well, other than a blowy, of course.
That's not
very helpful.
I mean, that's barely it.
Casual. Barely.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone senior writer Brian Hyatt.
Now here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band, and they must think this kid must have just been handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.